welcome to Flippity Flip Flop Boo.
Whatever the name of the show is. What's up, people? I'm Richie.
I'm Jim.
I'm Carl.
Jason.
And Ray.
And we're all on Film Flashback Face Off. Of the film we're doing is Nighthawks. Sylvester Stallone, mm-hmm. Billy Dee Williams, and Lindsay Wagner, who Richie personally interviewed.
Mm. That is true.
That's right.
Rutger Hauer.
And of course, Rutger Hauer. This was the first film I've ever seen with Rutger Hauer in it. He was, because he got almost like an introducing credit. He got an and Rutger Hauer as Wolfgar. They usually save that for someone like, it's probably his introduction to American films.
It also has Michael Corleone's right-hand man.
It has Michael Corleone's right-hand man?
Their captain. He's all over Godfather 2.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
The guy with the scars.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But everyone remembers him from Rocky.
Yeah.
He was the loan shark that Rod worked for.
Oh, yeah.
And wait, who was he in Godfather 2?
Yeah, who was he in Godfather 2?
He wasn't in Godfather 2. No.
He was one of Corleone's muscles.
No, he was not. Oh, wait.
Was he? Hold on.
Yeah.
Was he?
Had a hat on.
Was he Cheech? He was.
Hold on. Joe Spinelli?
Sounds like Tony Two Shoes with the shirt and the hat and getting the back of the line.
Yes, he was in The Godfather Part 2.
That's right. Yeah. The family had a lot of buffers.
So yeah, so Carl is indeed correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was there always a buffer between you and the family had a lot of buffers.
Right. Yeah. In the court scene.
Well, Nighthawks was a cop movie where Sylvester Stallone and Billy Dee Williams played decoy. They were in like the decoy division of the New York City police force, and they get reassigned to an anti-terrorist task force because the famed terrorist Wolfgar is known to be in the country and in New York planning a attack of some sort.
Yeah.
And anyone want to throw in any more about the movie before we go on?
No, you handled it.
That's like a quick overview of the movie, and then we'll get into the details.
The deeds.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to randomly choose Raymond. Go first.
All right.
Flipping my cursor all around.
So I was looking. So when I saw the picture of this movie, I'm like, wow, Stallone with a beard. Very cool. Very, very old feeling. Like, I was like, he looks like my dad a little bit. And then I saw it was 100 minutes and I was like, okay, good. At least if it's a terrible movie, it's a short movie. I got to say, I actually love this movie. This was a lot of fun. Like, I dug this movie. The beginning was a lot of fun where you see the nurse walking down the street and it's the old switcheroo. It's Stallone and his decoy. And he beats the hell out of a guy doing karate. And then, like, I thought it was really funny. He just drags him away, reading his brand to rights. Yeah. Doesn't even tell him. He just beats the hell out of him and then just drives him away. When it finally cuts to Rutger Hauer in London, you just see how really evil he is. Like, he is flirting with this beautiful girl, puts a bomb underneath her and blows her up in this whole, you know, shopping center up. I thought he was an interesting bad guy because his whole point was just to be famous and live a playboy life, like hang out with hot chicks. And then I thought that was actually kind of clever too, that he goes, he looks for women and uses them as a safe house, especially like stewardesses, like the one that ended up finding his unlocked gun arsenal, which was
his hand grenade arsenal. Yeah,
hand grenades is all unlocked in her closet. Oh, what's this gigantic huge suitcase? Like, that looks
how
very
did he get all those weapons?
Yeah, how do you get all those weapons over there? And then he just stashes them in her house. That was
because
fun. But I thought he was a cool.
Because he's kind of persona non grata.
Yeah.
And so it's not like he has a lot of support.
Yeah, he's just all on his own. He's doing his own thing and he wants to be somewhat famous. I thought Billy Dee Williams was awesome. he was pretty badass with that shotgun and shaking down some bad guys. And then when he finally gets cut across the face, like, I thought that was a brutal scene towards the end of the movie where they're chasing him down and the subway cuts his face. And you just hear Stallone yell, "You're fucking dead. You're fucking dead." I'm like, that's awesome. That's Stallone. Hell yeah. A couple other things I thought were interesting. Oh, it's his shoes, right? Stallone loved platform shoes back then. Like, he always had those platform shoes on. I thought that was kind of funny. One thing I thought was funny too was the Rutgers Hauer's having a party in one scene and he just unloads an automatic machine gun in the hallway and kills like three people and nobody comes out screaming until a woman comes out and just sees the aftermath and then starts screaming and people are like, oh, there's something out here. Let's go check this out. His plastic surgery scene I thought was interesting too. It looks like they just shaved his beard. Like, great plastic surgery.
Yeah, it's like...
That was great.
I think they made
his nose maybe a little bit.
Yeah, they made his nose a little wider and his cheeks were chubbier because they probably just
put the beard.
Fake cheeks and then slimmed the beard his face on it. Up. Fake cheeks.
Yeah, they slimmed his face out.
Yeah.
I also.
What I have to use.
I want to be beautiful. I want to be beautiful is what he said.
If you get that fucking movie reference,
oh,
good for you.
Man, that was a pull.
What is that movie?
The 86 Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Look at the tools. Look at the tools I have to use.
That's right. Surgery.
See, Jim? Good for you, buddy.
I thought the cinematography was really good in this movie. I like the dark, grimy, old New York. And like when it was just dirty New York, felt very like scary.
That's what San Francisco is now.
That's hilarious. I like the fact that Stallone was just an old school kind of cop like he's just sketching his face over and over and editing and looking at his eyes and he could just tell it's him across the room at that club. I thought that was a little bit of a stretch, but I did like it because he's been studying his face. The eyes you can't change with plastic surgery. So he's just like looking at the dude's eyes in that sketch. I thought that was awesome. Some tense moments I thought were good too, like in the car where he has the car hijacked and he just murks that one guy's wife, and then you see Stallone sitting there in this chopper just staring him down, and he just gets up into the crane, just no fear, takes the baby down, saves the day. And then obviously the fucking end of the movie was legit. Like, how awesome was that? You're thinking it's the girlfriend, and lo and behold, the decoy comes again, the old Stallone switcheroo. I was thinking to myself, I was like, why are they focusing on the back of her, like, doing dishes so much and preparing dinner or whatever she's doing? And then it's like right before the reveal, I'm like, oh, it's fucking Stallone. Yeah. Here we go. And he turns around and he does that wide power stance, you know, like with his legs apart and two hands on the hand cannon, just gosh, and just blows the guy away. And then he goes outside and sits on the stoop with him. I thought that was a great ending. I thought the whole movie was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it.
Wow.
Awesome.
Well, before Jay goes, I want to watch this fucking movie with Ray because I didn't see it like Ray saw it.
I'm a big Stallone fan. I thought it was fun. I thought it was different. I thought like it was a cool take on the
he's speaking
the
truth.
Motivations.
He's speaking
I know.
Truth.
I thought it was the motivations were cool about the bad guy. You know, Stallone didn't really want to do this, and then he gets kind of roped in. You know, the decoy thing I thought was a little cheesy, but they didn't overdo it. They just did it the two times at the beginning and at the end. And I think, you know, it makes sense. Back then, they probably had people dress up like that. And it was like a decoy thing. Now it's all internet. You know, it seems silly now because nobody's dressing in drag to hunt down criminals on the streets anymore. Like it's, you know, but back in 1981 or whatever, it seems more plausible. Like they would have a whole department.
They just leave the dressing in drag to Tyler Perry.
True.
Put out a bunch of shit movies.
I thought one part was actually I just remembered. Was that the gallery?
Richie with the out of nowhere slam on Tyler Perry.
Whatever.
I thought those huge walkie talkies were hilarious though when they're in that ball.
Oh,
room.
Yeah. Like, they are. So noticeable.
They're just massive. Like, all right, we're going to keep an eye out. And there's like 10 of them. It's like, okay, well, obviously they know that it's a sting. Like, if he can, is an international terrorist wanted by Interpol in multiple countries. he's not going to see these guys as huge freaking walkie-talkies.
It was the Interpol right. computer banks that told them that he was going to be in New York. Going over there.
Yeah, I liked how they did London and Paris. I don't know if they filmed those on location, but it was kind of cool seeing different parts of Europe.
Especially after Rocky, they were. Sylvester Stallone was not hurting for a budget for his movies.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was a fun old school cop movie.
He's a renegade cop, plays by his own rules.
And it dresses up however he wants.
Didn't Kurt Russell do that in a cop movie? Dress as a woman?
They all did back then. That was
like not Turner and Hooch. What the hell was that movie?
Too long food.
No, the one with Kurt Russell and Sylvester. Was it Kurt Russell and Sylvester Stallone?
Tango and Cash.
Tango and Cash.
Yeah. That was
Tango and Cash.
Yeah.
Oof.
All right, Jazzy.
Well, I mean, this movie wasn't bad, but I didn't think it was great.
Like it wasn't, I don't know what Ray was watching.
I'm kind of neutral on it. I'm a huge Stallone guy. I don't know if it was just me, but you can tell this was like one of the original buddy cop films. I felt like Stallone and Billy Dee didn't have much chemistry together. That's just me. I just kind of felt like at the beginning of the movie, I thought that Billy Dee was like the loose cannon and like Stallone was the one leveling him out. But then throughout the movie, Stallone's kind of a loose cannon. And then I'm just like, okay, so they're both just crazy loose cannons, apparently. I just didn't think they had good chemistry there. Loved the actors, but I just thought their chemistry was not as good as it could have been. I love the grittiness of the movie. I thought like what Ray said with the sketching, I thought that was super. I thought that was kind of a reach. What if I erase this? And it was like, that's him. Yeah. And I was like, all right, cool. Like,
okay, I get it. You're stepping on one of my favorite scenes in the movie. Is that
I'm sorry. I'm not saying it was bad. It was just, it was a stretch. I mean, it was a stretch.
Well, this whole movie was a stretch.
Yeah. But,
fucking A right it was.
But in one of the scenes too, when they recruit Stallone and Billy Dee, I thought it was so funny because they're doing like a bust and then like this cop just shows up under a bridge. The guys were like, what the fuck you doing, you motherfucker? And they're just like talking shit. And I'm like, I don't think a cop would really just like show up to a scene of like a potential bust and say, hey, you know,
sure they would.
What so and so wants to see you now? And they're like, oh, you ruined our bus, and they're getting away. And I was like, I don't think that shit would happen. That's just me
driving in Central Park. Like they drove into the park.
Oh yeah, they like drove into the park, and they're like, yeah. I thought that was
you can drive through Central Park.
Yeah, but I thought the action was great
around most of it.
Well, I'm sure you could.
Unless you're John McClane, you drive right through.
True story. I thought the action was good. Go ahead. I would say I did like the concept of the villain. He kind of reminded me of like a Hans Gruber type, but maybe this guy was a little bit of inspiration for Die Hard.
Yeah.
Or Face Off.
Yeah. And true. I thought it was hilarious when the lieutenant or whoever was running that special task force, he's going over Stallone's rap sheet and he's like, you have 38 confirmed kills Vietnam. I'm like, so this is Rambo? He recruited Rambo to police department?
That was war.
Yeah, that was war. I was like, all right. But I mean, movie was cheesy, action was great, and the sound effects in 80s films with like explosions or people going through windows, they're all the same for every single movie. It's crazy. Stock. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was good. I didn't think it was bad. I just thought that Billy Dee and Stallone could have had better chemistry together if they should have had their characters kind of be more, one be like, you know, the loose cannon, the other one be more like keeping the other guy together type deal. But other than that, I didn't think it was a bad movie. I would watch it again. And I do not like Stallone with a beard and a long hair. I'm not a fan of that. No. It's just weird.
It's very off-putting. Yeah. He has like that mullet haircut almost.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, they were. I'll have to find you a picture of my dad. He looks just like him.
They were. They were no, you know, Billy Crystal and Gregory Hines. So
yes. No, they were not.
I agree.
That's a movie probably nobody else has seen here.
I haven't in a long time. Running Scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. Running Scared.
I have seen that movie, but it's been forever.
Ray, you ever see Running Scared?
No.
Buddy cop movie.
I don't think I have.
I have a small issue with something Jazzy J said about calling Sylvester Stallone a
chump.
No, like a rogue cop or cop that plays by role. In this, he was pretty by the book for the most part, mm-hmm. including when he's in that anti-terrorist training, acting like a cop. Not like, you know, not still trying to hold on to that police training.
Right. But
he never defied an order. He never, you know.
Yeah. I know what Jason, what he's talking about though.
And
like, yeah. Always pissy and we got to be out catching him, not in a room.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. That's not being a rogue cop. He went off and hunted the guy down on his own.
Well, pretty much he did
lure him into an apartment, yeah, but they kill were him trying at the end instead of arresting him. Like, that's pretty rogue.
Yeah.
Yeah, true story.
And he just executes him, like, instead of like setting up another sting where they could have just captured him there in the house. He used him as a decoy.
Yeah, he didn't call in after he killed him too. He just like sat outside, was like, yeah, I got him. I'm gonna sit here for a while.
Like, that's all he had was a knife, you know, and he turns around with this like 44 Magnum hand cannon and sends him flying across the house.
Yeah, and I liked the fact that he wasn't like there were no snappy comebacks or comments. Like you said, he killed him. He didn't go overboard with emotion doing it. It was very cool and cold.
Calculated.
Yeah, just goes and sits next to him.
And then after he kills him, it's not like, yeah, take that motherfucker.
I was waiting for a one-liner or something before he pulled, because the camera was focused on Stallone's face and then the other guy's face and went back to Stallone's and then like it shows like the gun firing. I was just waiting for Stallone to say something before he pulled the trigger because there was
Seriously. The only thing Stallone said that was kind of funny is pulling that guy and reading him his Miranda rights at the beginning of the movie. Yeah. That was about it. Everything else, he was very serious throughout the whole movie.
True story. And
as stupid as this movie is, and it's very stupid, like none of it really makes sense. Like the terrorist, Wolfgar, what his aim, he's going, oh, he's trying to make a name for himself so he can go back and commit terrorist crimes by now everyone recognizing him.
Yeah, he's also trying to impress somebody and get back into like funding with an unknown.
Right, but now he's
never seen.
Now he's known worldwide. He's on worldwide television.
But that's why he got plastic surgery.
Got his. But he's going to get it again.
he'll turn to a real woman. Borrow from what Stallone does and gets the old snip snip and becomes the first international tranny terrorist.
Well, if me or Jay shave our beards, that's not plastic surgery.
No.
That's the point I was trying to make.
Yeah. So that doesn't really make sense. And if he lost all his support and all he's got is Lieutenant Ilea running around getting them guns and stuff. Yeah, them and the shopkeeper did all of that.
Yeah,
that
random shopkeeper. Yeah.
The random shopkeeper.
It like alludes to like Middle Eastern terrorism or something, because that shopkeeper and then her. But you never find out.
And then the whole scene, my favorite scene in the movie, obviously, is in the disco. Just with the music cues and the star, but I love when Sylvester Stallone says, because that is standing right there. But then I'm saying, why didn't they go up to him and arrest him? Why did they stand staring at him for 5 minutes?
For a while.
why did they brought in the bouncer?
Yeah, right?
Why didn't they have him look at the dude?
Yeah.
He said she was with the blonde guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
they
point.
They should have went back, grabbed the bouncers, like, hey, I'm pretty sure that's the guy. We're going to go swarm him and just take him down. And then,
yeah.
How do you know it's him? Yeah.
How do you know it's him? He has those eyes.
I can't do it.
Just a second. Hold on. Because he was well dressed, too. He was like more well dressed than most of the guys in there. He looked like a European the way he was dressing, too. He had like the scarf and like the overcoat. They touch on that a bit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a stretch of a scene, but yeah. I did like the scene because it makes sense with like why is he like, you know, doodling his face and like adjusting it. And he's just staring at the eyes, and the eyes gave it away because he has very unique eyes. Rucker Hauer, like he has those like kind of sunken, kind of like piercing eyes. Bit.
Yeah, I can't do it.
Yeah, and of course the ending, which is the first time you see it, is like a shocker. Like, damn, that was Stallone. Now you can see it's Stallone. what's walking around that robe is way too big to be skinny Lindsay Wagner,
right? Plus, Lindsay Wagner does not have man hands.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, Lindsay Wagner could have handled herself because she's bionic and shit, so she could have taken that guy out.
Well, she was
in slow motion.
She was super nice in the interview. That's all I got to say about Lindsay Wagner.
She was nice, especially when you started talking about Sleep Number beds.
Right?
She used to do commercials for Sleep Number beds.
Okay. Oh, okay. I was like, why would you ask her about her bed?
I would always ask, like, shit.
You have to, man. Those are the best conversations you could have with celebrities. Every time I meet one, I ask them just outlandish questions just to get a reaction out of them. Because if I get one out of them, they're going to talk to me.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the scene also in the movie where her boss is like, I think you should take these potential clients out and escort them to dinner. Like he said, escort.
Yeah.
I was like, really? Tony,
just escort it.
Just escort out dinner tonight.
That's funny. All right, Carl, what'd you think? You just watched it.
Yeah, you just watched it.
Very fresh. I dug it. It's old school, which I like. I was trying to think, besides the obvious Star Wars, where I've ever seen Billy Dee Williams do anything else.
That's a good question.
It's gotta be. But anyway, it was nice to hear him cussing a bunch. That was cool. Never heard that. I really liked the music, the soundtrack. It was awesome.
Well, in that disco scene when he's staring down Wolfgar,
Brown Sugar.
Brown Sugar. Yeah, the music cues were perfect.
Yeah. I mean the soundtrack itself, but you know, the soundtrack. Those are music.
No, I'm not talking about Brown Sugar. I'm talking about the music cues when he's staring them down.
Mm-hmm. Love the music.
And what song was it? Was it the same song?
I don't know if it was a song. I think it was part of the soundtrack at that point.
Peter Gabriel, In Your Eyes. I think they were playing.
I do love it when, like, the right song, it's the right scene. Crescendos.
That would be the perfect scene for a shoot.
He's holding up the ghetto blaster.
That poor guy dancing there and gets shot in the back, dead in the back. Sylvester Stallone jumps out of the way of the bullet.
I just wanted to dance it out tonight.
So that was really fun. I mean, I also liked old New York. There was some good action, good chasing. The subway was really cool.
Yeah, that was tense.
It's funny because, like, you guys say, like old New York was cool. Unless you were there,
it was a shithole. Yeah, it wasn't cool. It wasn't cool if you lived there.
It was definitely not.
It was like pornos everywhere.
Oh my God, yeah. It was
adult theaters.
Yeah,
dirty, it's grimy.
The runway off of 48th and or 51st and Broadway.
Oh, I just read what ATTAC stands for. I was trying to figure it out while watching the movie again. It stands for Anti-Terrorist Action Command.
Okay.
I could not get the AC portion of it.
When they,
I was going to anti-terrorism, anti-crime.
When the English dude gets shot on the escalator, that was so. I saw that coming a mile away.
Oh, yeah.
They're talking about going to dinner. Who's buying?
Yeah, oh, like all of a sudden they're like buddies.
Yeah, and then
he's dead. That guy's dead.
What did the German dude say before he killed somebody? Like, I hope you're better in your next life or something like that.
He says you go to a better life.
Oh, you go to a better life.
You're gonna go to a better life. That's like no remorse.
Yeah, that's what he tells the stewardess too.
Yep, he sure does. They don't show him murking her, but he whispers it to her as he's going off camera.
But I thought that was a clever idea. Like, date stewardesses because you're gone half the time and you get their trust, stay in their apartment, you have a home base. That was pretty clever.
And I like the fact that when Stallone went up in the tram, Roosevelt Island tram, and Wolfgar's, you know, needling him and telling him to say things that the police are cowards and blah, blah, blah. He just does it. Like, he doesn't mouth off to him. He doesn't say anything like, oh, you'll get yours. He's there to do the job, which is get that kid dead, safely down. Yeah, he just
scares him down.
He had the last laugh, though.
Yeah.
Go, Richie. I'm cool.
Well, let's see. When I watch this movie, I've believe it or not, I have seen this movie more than once. Like, when I was younger, it was on... I've seen it a lot. When I watched it, I was like, Jesus Christ, for this, like, I've seen this movie more than I should.
That's true.
It was one of those. And I don't hate it, but watching it again, I was bored. Only because, like, I've
seen it so much, right?
Right. I saw it, and it's not one of these movies that was just like, you know, it didn't, like, suck you in. It was another cop suspense movie that came out, but we liked it because Sylvester Stallone was in it. It was like that. So when I was watching it this time, and I was just like, all right, I get it. Let's watch something else. Like, I couldn't wait until it was over. Yeah. So this time around, I wasn't like, you know, when I was younger and digging it. So it was, again, not a terrible movie. Just after, you know, being, you know, years and years of seeing it a couple times, you're just like, all right, if it's on... on TNT, I'll probably watch it, but I won't seek it out.
I get that.
You know, I thought, you know, the acting wasn't terrible. There wasn't so many over the top, you know, are you fucking kidding me moments.
Yeah.
You know, it really wasn't.
Right. So it was well done in that aspect of it. But, you know, after a while, you're just sitting there and you're just like, I get it, dude. Like it's suspenseful. Let's wrap it up. Shoot them so we can go.
Dress up and drag and shoot.
Yeah. Shoot him so we can go.
Get him up.
Yeah. Because the first time I saw it when he shot him, I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's good switcheroo, I think, for the time back then. I mean, you could see it telegraphing leading up to it.
Right, right.
You know, because it kind of extended the scenes. But if it was a little bit quicker and shorter scenes, so it may not have been.
But fucking from now on, any type of movie like this, I'm just going to fucking watch it with Ray. Because this motherfucker gets excited.
I enjoy it.
I want to see it. I want to see it again, like for the first time.
Yeah, there's some pretty stellar Stallone moments, man. Yeah. When he's like, you're fucking dead. You're fucking dead. And I was like, oh, okay, he's pissed. And then like the switcheroo at the end, and then him like staring him down when he goes to get the baby and he's in the helicopter. That was a cool scene too. Like that helicopter was super duper close to that tram car.
Yeah.
Like that was a cool scene.
Like, you fucking talk about it with fucking excitement and passion, dude.
It was in the news.
Good for you, brother.
It was in the news when they were filming that scene.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. That's crazy. Because they were talking about the Sylvester Stallone movie where they're using the Roosevelt Island tram, and a whole bunch of people were, like, pissed off. Because they couldn't go home. they had to take a ferry.
Right. See... that's the one thing I loved about New York. Like when shit happened, people are like, you would think that, oh man, this is exciting. And they're like, am I in the fucking movie? I'm trying to go home.
Fuck get out of my way.
Exactly.
I remember
New Yorkers.
When I was driving a car on what movie was that? Oh, the John and Yoko TV movie. Oh,
that's right. TV movie.
You know, I'm sitting in the car parked on the street and I see someone coming down to the Dakota where John Lennon lived, and they were filming in front of it, and he gets stopped, and then he's talking to the security guard for a while, and I realize it's fucking John Madden. And he's talking to the security guard. They're all laughing it up and stuff. And then finally, because he lived there. He had an apartment in that building.
That's funny.
Yeah, my sort of close encounter,
right,
with the celebrity.
But you see, yeah, like New York, like you would think people are all excited. They're just pissed. Like true story. When a guy was on the George Washington Bridge in the probably mid '90s, something like that. And it was rush hour traffic in the morning. He was on the George Washington Bridge called Howard Stern Show. And Howard was trying to, you know, talk him off the bridge. And it was serious. Like, this is really what happened. And Howard had to keep saying, please, my fans, stop telling them to jump. Because all you heard when he was talking is, fucking jump already. I'm trying to go to work. And Howard's like, guys, seriously, I'm trying to talk him down.
So, New York, man. Yeah, I love New York.
Yeah, that really happened. Howard was just like, oh, my God, guys, please.
So what you're telling me in Spider-Man 2, when the New Yorkers have Spider-Man's back, that's not
accurate.
No, that is not accurate. No. Spider-Man's a...
Take him off and get him the fuck out of here. Yeah,
right, let's go. Fuck, okay. We got to go.
Okay, I'll have to... I have to dispute that. The New Yorkers would certainly help and support Spider-Man.
Today, if they had cell phones, they take a picture and his identity gone.
He's the friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
It would just record the fight and not intervene.
He just saved their lives, for God's sake. He endangered their lives earlier.
I was gonna say,
he was the cause of the danger. But he did save their lives.
Yeah, after almost killing them.
He's just a kid, that's why.
But anyway, Nighthawks, it was fine. It's just one of those movies that I just, would I rewatch it again? Sure. Not on purpose. If it was around, I wouldn't turn it off, but I wouldn't be like, it's Saturday, nothing going on. Nighthawks.
You'd be pretty bored.
Yeah. I mean, when you have fucking movies like The Goonies on a Saturday, I'm not watching Nighthawks. Always going to go Goonies.
And I watched it. I thought it was good.
This movie got out of 24 reviews listed 71% positive. There were many that were supportive and then a few not supportive, and the few that are not supportive weren't that bad. This was one of the good ones. This movie is one of those movies that are underrated and a fun movie to watch. I agree.
Yeah, movie got straight to the point, which I love.
Yeah,
I love it when movies do that.
Yeah,
I agree.
And fleshed out bad guy, like I like that.
And then this one, a dynamic action film whose expertise is never in question, but which fails to touch a nerve in the viewer. Another one, Nighthawks, an aggressively shallow police thriller pitting New York undercover cops against international terrorists. And then this one, I like, a terrorist hijacking a cable car, even in New York, is a mildly ludicrous idea. Were there no 747s handy? Because the plot of Nighthawks makes no sense.
Doesn't have to.
And it's true, it doesn't. But I still enjoy it. I haven't seen it in a long time. I saw it again. I said, I know. I understand why I like this movie. And I would watch it again.
Does that cable car still exist?
Yeah.
It's a good question.
I mean, I've been to New York 4 or 5 times.
Did you go to Roosevelt Island?
No.
Well, this it's not a long thing. Yeah. I'm not sure how long it is. What, a mile?
Okay. If that,
probably less than a mile.
Yeah.
It's just they built that so that it relieved a lot of the ferry traffic.
Mm. Okay.
And it got you there faster. There was no one.
Never been out there.
Say, now you got something to look forward to, Carl.
Mm-hmm.
Really, it's not like it's not like a tourist area. You know, if you're going to visit New York, you're not going to go to Roosevelt Island.
Hey, you guys going to Roosevelt Island? What the fuck for? What?
What, do I work there?
No, why would we go there?
Yeah, so anyway. Mildly plays, but it It's not, I think that's certified rotten, isn't it? If it's 71%, isn't it like under like
it's over 60, I think now.
Oh, over 60 now is I think it's certified fresh.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what Rotten Tomatoes thinks.
No, I don't even...
Rotten Tomatoes does not think anything. Once again,
Metacritic.
They don't write these reviews.
Doesn't all matter. Aggregate.
They just aggregate reviews from the media.
Well, they can aggregate all they want. They're assholes. I'm not listening to them.
You don't. They're not asking you to listen to them either.
Don't tell me what's fresh or not. I'll tell myself what's fresh.
Yeah, you tell them, Richie.
Yeah.
Because Richie thought this movie was funky fresh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The music was kind of funky.
Mm-hmm.
So Carl, speaking on Billy Dee Williams, he did do a very long run of malt liquor commercials.
Yes, he did. Colt 45 Colt 45 malt liquor. It is the power.
Man, he's so smooth. I would buy malt liquor if Billy Dee Williams tried pushing it on me. He's so smooth, man. He has like such a smooth voice.
Next time you're on YouTube, mm-hmm. pop up Billy Dee Williams, yeah. Colt 45, and watch a few of them.
That is fucking funny. True, like, man. Listen, he's so listen. Smooth. I'd buy some Colt 45. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. Billy Dee was slinging it my way. I'm like, all right, I believe you, man.
He was the coolest back then. So.
Yeah, man, he was cool.
That's fucking funny as hell.
Yeah, and this movie was fresh after Rocky II. This was his first movie after that.
That's where it fell.
Yeah, because between Rocky I and Rocky II, there were some forgettables in there for Sylvester Stallone. There was, what the hell was it, Paradise Alley? Something like that.
When did he do Rhinestone Cowboy?
Oh, that was later with Dolly Parton. Oh my God.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my God. Is that movie bad?
Oh yeah.
Speaking of movies, what are we doing next week?
Oh, I already have it loaded.
What is it?
We can't tell until we ended the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's end the show then.
End the show.
Well, that closes the books on Nighthawks. Carl, would you watch it again? I didn't quite hear that.
I rented it on Amazon.
No, but I'm saying if it was on, would you watch it? Or would you go to somewhere else?
If the moon was made out of spirits, would you eat it?
Yeah,
it's simple. Just say yes and we'll move on.
I'm the son of delicious.
Yeah. Bye. It's not that hard of a question, doctor. Would you watch it again or not?
If a couple of years pass and I don't have to actually pay to rent
that's
it.
That's a no. Carl, that's a no.
Circumstances.
If they gotta put that many qualifiers on it.
Right.
Well, maybe if there was nothing else on and I only had power to watch one movie and I had no end other movies and I was on a desert island, I would watch that
and movie. Mars was in retrograde, then maybe.
So then it was almost unanimous that we would watch it again.
There you go. Like I said, I'd watch it, but I wouldn't be like, it's Nighthawks time.
And it's a movie you can probably watch like the second half.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But again, if it's on when Ray's in the house, we're fucking definitely watch it. Cause that cat fucking, he makes me smile when he talks about this shit.
Well, we'll have to do Judge Dredd then.
Oof. I've seen that movie so many times.
Oh yeah. Too bad. God.
Terrible.
The Carl Urban one is 1,000 times better.
Oh, the Carl Urban one, I liked.
It's beautiful.
Awesome.
We reviewed it.
Does it take his helmet off?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it should
be. That's a badass movie.
That is a badass movie.
What was that movie?
Dread.
The one with Carl.
Remember, he goes in that building and they got that drug that makes time slow down for you?
Yeah.
And they're going to like torture those two guys, but they give him the drug first?
Slow-mo.
Sure.
Yeah, it's Cersei Lannister's in it.
Mama.
Yeah.
Mama.
It's kind of like The Raid. He has to go and fight his way out of the building.
Okay.
That's a good comparison.
Fair enough.
Love it.
All right, Nighthawks. Well, you want to send us an email? Where are they going to send that, Jim?
I think that's flippity flap floop floop at gmail.com. No, that's flashback. Like that. flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com. flashbackfaceoff@gmail.com.
One day I'm going to say it correct. Not next week, but one day.
One day. And if you want to go and visit the website, maybe visit some of our other shows that we've recorded, it's damshow.co, damshow.co.
Damshow.co.
Not .com.
.co.
All right, fellas, what's up next?
That's it? That's the show?
That's the show.
All right, I'm Richie.
No, I thought you had a show, a movie loaded. Aren't we going to preview the movie? For people?
No,
we gotta tell them what we're gonna watch next week.
Why would we tell them that we're gonna do Rad next week?
We're not doing Rad, dude. No, they don't deserve that. We gotta give them a better movie than Rad for the next one.
I mean, there's a lot of movies we didn't deserve. Let's be real.
Rad is loaded.
Wait. Jazzy, let me rephrase that. We don't deserve.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to see that again.
Got it.
Rad. It is loaded.
Rad?
Does it mean you have to watch it?
It's a movie about BMX biking.
Oh, from 1986.
The best movie about BMX biking.
How many? Were there three?
Yeah.
There was a dance scene with Lori Loughlin and Crew Jones.
Oh, don't spoil it, Richie.
All right, gents.
All right.
I'm out.
See you, dude.
Fuck you guys, Detroit.
All right.
Later.